Almost 10 years ago, Ned Levitt's life changed forever. His 18-year-old daughter Stacy was struck and killed by a car when she was out jogging. Now, over the last decade, Ned Levitt has grieved his daughter and learned about life in the process. He's now written a book about his journey. It's called No Mountain Too High. Ned Levitt joins me on the line now from his home in Toronto. Good morning.
Morning, Lisa.
Okay, tell me about this journey you took. Can you tell me about it?
Yes, well, at the beginning, I was devastated, absolutely torn apart, and even self-destructive. But I had a family. I have two wonderful daughters surviving, Marnie and Jacqueline, and my wife, Cheryl, of 36 years, and ultimately realized there was no way out of that pain, but going through the pain. Finding meaning in it and in the loss of my daughter Stacy, and I began to fight my way through. And as I began to emerge from the darkest days, I became quite wrapped up in the whole concept of bereavement, loss, and survival. And so I started to turn my energies into helping other people who have gone through similar circumstances.
How do you do that?
Well, I'm a lawyer. I've always read and tried to educate myself all my life, and so I tried to intellectualize what happened, which was, of course, impossible. There's no why. There's no answer to the question why. So I started to try to intellectualize what I was going to go through, or what I was going through, what my family was going to go through. So I started to devour books on loss and survival. I love to read books about others who survive difficult times. And I became, fairly knowledgeable in it, and I started to find that I could work with people, particularly bereaved parents, and with my daughter's incredibly inspiring poetry that she wrote, I was able to help them a little bit, and it became almost intoxicating to do that. But more than that, it became healing for me to help other people.
So I'm still curious as to how you help other people. What do you do?
Well, I facilitate bereavement groups from time to time. I do some public speaking, and frankly, I allow people to contact me who are newly bereaved and give them that initial help, talking to them, telling about my experience, some of the things that worked for me, and then leading them to resources in their community if I can. I can always lead someone to the internet because there's a tremendous number of sites and support on the internet for loss. It's quite amazing, actually.
So the book itself, I mean, tell me about the climb. It's called No Mountain Too High. What did you write about?
Well, I wrote about broadly my journey through this grief, but more specifically, the journey up the mountain. It's a mountain in Mexico, 50 miles outside of Mexico City, called in short form Mount Ixta. The reason that came about is a lot of our culture is a death denying culture, frankly, and also there's a tremendous amount of misunderstanding, even counterintuitiveness about these types of traumatic losses. And one of the myths is that after a year you're better. Well, I wasn't. I was actually probably worse, and so I still needed to do something. Well, something that I just all became evident to me, obvious to me one morning when I got up. My daughter Stacy had tried to climb that mountain the March before she died, and she went with a group of students from Bishop Strawn, and they were turned back by the weather. They couldn't finish the climb. It's a 17,000 foot high mountain, so it's significant climb. Altitude's a big factor, and Stacy not only wrote inspiring poetry, but she also journaled on all of her adventures, and she had many of them. And so she journaled about how much she wanted to climb that mountain. She did it in a beautiful way, and we took an excerpt from her journal and put it in the book that we published after her death called I Am a Rose, which is her poetry journal, which has touched so many people. And the picture on the front is a picture of her with the sun setting behind her. So she's in shadow. You don't see her face, so it's a silhouette. But it's very inspirational, inspiring. And then that's the cover. This powerful excerpt from her journal is on the flap, and I'm looking at the book, and I said, I've got to finish her unfinished business. I've got to finish her climb up that mountain. So with my brother Frank, who I'm very close with, and we went up, we conquered the mountain for Stacy. We took the mountain for her 14 months after she died. I was led up on that expedition by four outward bound instructors. And then, as an afterthought, I said, I have to leave something behind. And again, looking at her book, it became obvious that I should leave the book behind. So then how do you leave a book behind? Well, I had a box made to chain it to the mountain. And I went to a boat builder, thinking that someone who could build me a box that would protect the book from the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in and I explained my story to him, and he looked up to me and said, I know what you're doing. He says, I lost my son 3 years ago. So there was another, I don't know, strength or soul in the box, even as I took it to the mountain. And then the box, of course, was bigger than the book, so I thought, well, maybe I should put something else in it. And these were all just serendipitous afterthoughts. And I put a notepad in with pens. And I frankly didn't know or care whether the book and the box would remain on the mountain for a day or a week. It didn't matter. 8 years later, to this day, I am still getting notebooks back full of messages from people who climb that mountain. They write to me, they write to Stacy, they write to God, they write to someone that they've lost. It's extraordinary. And the entries that move me the most are the ones that write in the first person, and many of them do, to Stacy. And they ask for strength, protection. They write about her inspiration, that it's I put it a third of the way up the mountain, because if you put it at the top, there's no time to stop and read it, and it's maybe stormy at the top. And so I put it a third of the way up, where after they've had a fairly challenging climb and before they're going to have a much more challenging climb, they can stop and read her poetry. And I've had entries where they've said, I tried to do it. I didn't make it up the mountain, Stacy, but I'm going to try again for you.
Wow.
Some have written that they have gone to the peak. They've taken the mountain for her. And these are the most extraordinary entries.
The book is available. I'm sorry, we're out of time
okay.
now, but it is available, I understand, at Chapters right now or at the website iamarose.com.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Bye.
Ned Levitt is the author of No Mountain Too High. The book is published by Check and the website iamarose.com or, of course, check at your neighborhood bookstore.